A Bitcoin exchange in India is adapting amidst a central bank crackdown. Good evening, I'm Stan Higgins, and this is Late Confirmation from CoinDesk, bringing you the top stories from October 18th. Also on today's show, the U.S. government is auctioning off $4.3 million in Bitcoin, and a key deadline is approaching for creditors of the now-defunct Bitcoin exchange, Mt. Gox. A clampdown on cryptocurrency by Indian regulators is forcing one exchange in that country to go to great lengths to do business. The exchange startup, UnoCoin, is experimenting with stablecoins and ATMs in a bid to continue receiving fiat deposits from its customers. UnoCoin co-founder Sunny Ray told CoinDesk his company hasn't been able to transact through regular banking channels with its million-plus customers for several months, after the Reserve Bank of India banned banks from working with crypto or crypto companies back in April. Most recently, UnoCoin set up an ATM in a Bangalore mall where customers can deposit rupees to their exchange accounts without a bank or credit card. In the coming weeks, UnoCoin will open a few more ATMs in Mumbai and Delhi. The U.S. Marshals have announced a plan to auction off nearly $4.3 million worth of Bitcoin next month. The government agency said in an announcement on Wednesday that the sealed bid auction is for about 660 Bitcoin that were forfeited in federal criminal, civil, and administrative cases. Scheduled to start on November 5th, the auction requires would-be bidders to deposit $200,000 after registering their identification with the agency no later than October 31st. Based on the announcement, the auction consists of two parts with six blocks of 100 Bitcoin each, and one remaining block with 60 Bitcoin. Bidders will not be able to view other bids or change their bid once submitted, according to the U.S. Marshals. The planned auction comes just months after the U.S. Marshals sold over 2,100 Bitcoin and 3,600 Bitcoin in March and January, respectively, an amount totaling more than $50 million at the time. Clients of the now-defunct Bitcoin exchange Mt. Gox must submit claims for trapped funds by October 22nd. As previously reported by CoinDesk, the exchange first opened up the claims process in August following a protracted bankruptcy battle. In June, petitioners asking for their Bitcoin back won a major victory as the Japanese bankruptcy court overseeing the proceeding shifted the case to one of civil rehabilitation, meaning creditors could file for their cryptocurrency holdings rather than the fiat dollar equivalent based on cryptocurrency prices in 2014. Bitcoin was worth less than $600 at the time the exchange declared bankruptcy, but subsequently soared to around $20,000 in December 2017 and is around $6,500 at press time, according to CoinDesk data. After the October deadline passes, as set out in late June, Mt. Gox trustee Nobuaki Kobayashi will have a further 3 months to file a statement of approval or rejection. The Bill and Melinda Gates Foundation has partnered with blockchain startup Coil as part of its mission to provide payment services for the unbanked. The news comes via a tweet from Miller Abel, the foundation's deputy director and principal technologist, on October 17th. Abel indicated that the organization and Coil will work together to implement the Interledger protocol and explore ways to support pro-poor payment systems. Interledger is an interoperability protocol that allows payments across different crypto networks. The technology was initially co-developed by former Ripple CTO Stefan Thomas while he was still with the distributed ledger payments firm. The same technology now being used as the basis for Coil, which Thomas founded earlier this year, as CoinDesk reported. According to a press statement published last year, Mojaloop, which is what they're using, is an open-source software for creating payment platforms that will help unbanked people around the world access digital financial services. A U.S. cryptocurrency exchange is reporting a significant increase in trades between Tether, the controversial stablecoin that lost its dollar parity this week, and a newer alternative called TrueUSD. At HBUS, the U.S. affiliate of the Singapore-based Huobi Exchange, both deposits and withdrawals of USDT, or Tether, have increased by over 10x over the last 2 days, a company spokesperson told CoinDesk. And the investors making deposits appear to be set on swapping it for TrueUSD, which Trust Token launched earlier this year. While HBUS is a small exchange, ranking only 129th by adjusted total volume according to CoinMarketCap, it appears to be one of the very few in the world where investors can trade TUSD for Bitcoin. The apparent moves come amidst the continued controversy around Tether, the stablecoin that notably slipped below its $1 market level, a point at which it remains as of the time of this report. For more on today's stories and to subscribe to our newsletters, check out Coindesk.com. You can also find us on Twitter, Facebook, and Instagram at Coindesk. And you can email us directly with notes, questions, or just to say hi at lateconfirmation@coindesk.com. For Coindesk, I'm Stan Higgins, and this has been Late Confirmation.
The Podglomerate, a Sonic Universe.